Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you'll find us. A little e-news goes out every few weeks, and you can subscribe to that. And there's some really helpful information that goes out around the region. I tell you, it's a great day to be alive, and you are going to love my special guest today, Danny White. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick.
Fantastic. You are the project manager for the Carter Home Project.
Yes, I am.
The project has a project manager.
And that's me.
and that's you. Carter Home. Well, it kind of alludes to something very clear, Carter Home. Mm. But just for some of our listeners, it's a work based out of Macquarie Care, which is the charitable arm of Macquarie Life Church in Macquarie Hills.
Yes.
A lot of Macquaries there.
Yeah, in Lake Macquarie.
And I think it was named after Governor Macquarie.
But yes.
Anyway. And so Macquarie Life Church, great church, Macquarie Care doing a great work. And so this is one of the big aspects of the care arm of the church, Carter Home Project. So if you could just, some of our listeners may be familiar with it. Mm. Others may not have heard it. So let's, if you could speak to those that know nothing.
Know nothing. So what the Carter Home Project does is we provide a place for people who are rough sleeping in their cars to park safely with access to facilities. We have demountables here on site, which they can access overnight. And that provides a kitchen, laundry, hot shower and toilet. And the main thing that we provide during the day for the people that stay with us is casework support to try and navigate for them an accommodation pathway, because we just don't want to see anyone staying in their cars.
Yeah, so the work is, well, here's a safe space with all those provisions, which is amazing. I'm led to believe, and I might be a bit out of touch, but the two biggest anxieties for those that are sleeping in cars is a good night's sleep, fear, and a hot shower.
Yep, and clean toilet.
And
washing.
Yes. So you've got all those things and a little kitchenette as well.
Yeah, somewhere there where they can actually prepare meals and store their food in the fridge. Hmm. So it doesn't perish in their car, things like that.
It's a real thing, and those of us in the region that read the newspaper would be really familiar, or those of you who drive around with your eyes open would see the real deal in certain suburbs, particularly up the top end of Newcastle, over in Stockton, the car parks over there, they're everywhere. People are staying in cars. Mm. What gets them there? Because I'd imagine the stories are varied. What's some of what you're hearing?
Well, the number one reason would be that rents have just increased substantially since COVID. And so, you know, back in the day, you know, most people could afford 30% of their income on rent and mortgages. Mm. Now we're looking at least over 50%, and in some cases up to 75%. So as soon as you're in that bracket, you're in poverty.
And so some of the people that find themselves in this situation, are they on pensions, benefits, or do they have employment?
A lot of them have employment.
It's crazy,
Rick. A lot of them have employment, but they can't find a place to live. So, you know, they're very grateful, and most of them working really hard to try and find a place. And that's the challenge, is because of the lack of affordable rentals in this area, but not only just in Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, regionally, everywhere.
Yeah, it's
affected everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all competing for, you know, to try and stand out from other people, and the need is just huge.
What's your observations? Is it just on the increase? Is there any way that the dam's going to be unblocked? You know what I mean?
Look, I really don't think it's going to be unblocked anytime soon. you know, our current government is actually working really hard to resolve the issue, but unfortunately, with the situation that it's in, the lack of planning prior to that has got us into this situation now, and things take time.
They take a long time.
And it's going to take a long time. So, and this is where, for us, we're a grassroots charity. We receive no government funding. And we just meet people, we can't necessarily resolve everyone's issue, but we meet people where they're at and we try and care for the situation that they're in. So we do a lot of advocacy work. Main thing that our caseworkers do is we just don't give up. We use every tool that we've got in our toolkit, whether it's private or social or affordable housing or crisis accommodation, because whenever you're sleeping in your car, the number one thing is you feel unsafe. You don't get a good night's sleep, and so that exacerbates other things such as mental health. And also this year, what we've had is unbelievable conditions with weather, rain. As soon as the heat starts to increase, if you've got a dog in the car, like, you just can't function.
Which is common. Not just dogs, but children.
Yeah, and so that's the other thing that we allow on site is we allow people with pets, whereas a lot of people can't go into traditional refuge or crisis accommodation because they've got animals. But we know that the people that we see
which is an interesting thought, because the state government just changed the laws on rentals that you can now have pets. So
not for crisis accommodation.
No, I know,
generally,
but it's probably only a matter of time before that shifts.
Yes, so a lot of there's a new term going around called core and cluster, and so core and cluster accommodation would encompass people being able to have access to their pets. But we know for the people that come with pets, they would rather, and I've heard it before many times, they would rather kill themselves than be apart from their pets.
Yeah, they're their companions. I know many, and they're not separating from their animals.
No.
And you can understand it. They're the unconditional companion.
Yeah.
Unconditional love.
And their friend.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we see with people who come into the project is the social isolation and exclusion. Mm. So a pet provides that that support. Even though they're an animal, they don't feel so excluded or isolated, which is, that's the biggest poverty that we see, is that social isolation.
Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, my special guest, Danny White. I'm at Macquarie Hills, the Carter Home Project, grassroots charity out of Macquarie Care, doing a great work, helping people that are find themselves living in cars for whatever reason, largely affordability. Some of these people are employed and everything, to get them back into a home. How hard is that to find a home? What's the success that you're having in that?
Well, I constantly say to people, the squeaky wheel gets somewhere. So when people say, oh, look, they give up after applying for a few properties, I say to them, the ones that have success will apply for at least 100 properties before they actually get an offer on one. Now, that it overwhelms people at times.
Yeah.
And one of the other issues is they find it very difficult to navigate the software that a lot of these rental applications have to be on. So that's one of the reasons why we provide the casework support. So they've got access to the people here that can help them upload documents, provide references. We can, give them character references, things like that.
Yep.
So at least that sort of takes away a bit of that burden where they're trying to work out, how do I upload this piece of paper on my phone? Half the time they're struggling with credit or Wi-Fi or whatever. We just say, come in the office and we can do it for you here.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I couldn't imagine. I mean, to simplify the complexity of life, and it's complex. I don't know how many passwords you got to remember.
Well, I know myself. I work in an office and I deal with government departments every day, mainly Homes New South Wales and Centrelink. I know how difficult and challenging it can be for me at times, but I can't even imagine how difficult it would be for somebody else who's sleeping in their car.
Exactly. You do an annual awareness fundraiser, Night Under the Stars, epic time, where people put their hand up, say, well, I'm going to try to live and identify with this somewhere, somehow. I'm going to sleep out in my car on your site for the evening. raise awareness, raise funds. Mm. People can support that. We'll put all the links in there. Go to the Macquarie Care website, Carter Home. Just Google Carter Home. It's all there.
It's under the macquariecarewebsite.org.au.
Yeah, I just Google Carter Home, it come up.
Yeah, perfect.
So let's make it simple.
That's our website's working then. That's great.
It's working good. It's working real good. So people, you can contribute to this. It's a tax deductible gift. It's really, really cool. And it's going to help people because this is a grassroots charity. And, you know, it's really, what's the experience? I mean, I have done it before and Dad said it was horrendous. It was a Saturday night and the next morning I was preaching and it was like,
look, I always do it every year and I do it as a reminder for me, for the people that we serve, how hard it is. And I always come away going, gee whiz, we expect a lot of them at times, you know, when we sort of give them tasks to do. And then on top of that, they're sleeping in a car. But I also find that the community loves it and they also like to invite their friends. That's great. It just gives you a different perspective. It's all about having empathy for people that are doing it tough. And you will see people in your community, in local car parks, in all kinds of areas. It's very spread out problem now. And you know what? Maybe leave one of our cards or a phone number. Our number here is 0402-155-586 and we can talk through options or refer them to our website. And, you know, just engage in a bit of conversation. Just ask them how they're going or how they're doing. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily trying to move them on. That's what we really try and promote.
Yeah, yeah. No one on earth is going to remember that number. Just go to the website, guys. Just go to the website. Oh, my gosh. But maybe write it out, Carter Home Project. There's a lot of different services that are helping people somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
And so I think if you can lead them somewhere, because they find themselves isolated, lonely, and nowhere to go. They're drowning in the circumstance.
Yeah.
It's horrendous, isn't it?
It is.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, so going through winter is one thing, but what are you doing summer in the stifling heat and the mozzies?
Christmas in January is our hardest time here. We don't get a holiday over Christmas because of the heat, and it, you know, we talk about climate change, how it affects homelessness. It really, really affects us in such a negative way. And then what we generally see is people's mental health starts to spiral because they just feel they just can't take it. They just feel hopeless.
Do you see any people that they're coping quite well in the circumstance?
The ones that are proactive and sort of are able to decompartmentalize the situation that they're in and not focus on their circumstances, which is what we try and do for everyone that comes here. We try and just give them something positive to do, which is basically taking the steps that they need to in order to be released from homelessness, which is that sowing and reaping. However, it can be very difficult to do basic things. So we just try and work
is it the ability to compartmentalize for them? Is it an attitude? What is it that some just seem to be, and while others are swamped and just you seem declining?
Some are more resilient than others. And right. I would say that's based on what they've been through, the circumstances, whether it's trauma or, you know, if they're mentally coping okay. Mm. The ones that are in jobs, generally they can cope a little bit better and they feel relieved that they can actually sleep somewhere and have access to facilities.
Right. Yep.
But it sort of preoccupies them through the day.
Yeah, so they're not bored. Yeah.
And also they can generally like go and do house inspections and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Final words for our listeners that,
Look, we're here to support people. And if you know of someone or if you know of someone struggling, please refer them to our website. Just ask them how they're going. And also, there's a lot of really good support services out here to help people who are in genuine need. Our program's been running for 12 years, so we've got a lot of experience now working with people who are in these situations. So we're able to refer them and also support them and provide pathways. But not only that, the staff here are amazing. We couldn't do this job without the staff. And because we receive no funding from the government, it's basically we are supported by the community. So we need your support. We need your money. We need to keep people here who are able to support the people that are experiencing homelessness in Lake Macquarie, Newcastle and Hunter area, because the problem's not getting any better, unfortunately.
Nope, it's not. It's a real deal. It's a real deal. And we could take action if we wanted, if we choose 100%. To. Just go out of our way a little bit. The little things make a big deal, big difference. Danny, congratulations. Well done to you and the team for making this happen. It's a big deal. Carter Home Project, every city now needs them. That's the harsh reality.
Unfortunately, yes.
And we've got churches that have properties that can make it happen. And so we're thankful for the stewardship of property that Macquarie Life Church is doing to make Carter Home Project happen here in our region. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you'll find us. It's been great being with you again this week. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.